and welcome to episode 19 of XR Connections, a podcast about AR, augmented reality, VR, virtual reality, MR, mixed reality, and XR, extended reality. In this episode, I have a conversation with Brian Collins of the Brainstorm Institute and Magic Bytes. Brian is a former Disney Imagineer, and he is bringing his passion for immersive experiences and storytelling into this new era of digital immersive experiences, with a particular focus on transforming education with extended reality. We speak about some of his experiences in virtual reality. He has some great tips and advice based on his experience in presenting in virtual reality, and also some of the organizations and the people that he's collaborating with on XR learning efforts. These times are presenting more and more opportunities to meet virtually, if not demand that we meet virtually. Brian and I met through an online conference, and as many of you are now being called upon to meet and present in virtual reality, Brian really does have some great advice based on his experience. So coming up, a conversation with Brian Collins. Spoiler alert, we do discuss the Haunted Mansion. Hello, Brian Collins we have here on the podcast. Brian and I met through the VR AR Association's online conference. We were in a panel together, attending a panel together rather, and Brian reached out to me, and we share a number of interests in XR, particularly in educational VR. So I'm very happy to have him here on XR Connections. Brian is a former Imagineer with Disney and is a innovation consultant. Brian Collins, welcome to XR Connections.
Boy, that guy sounds really interesting. I can't wait to hear from him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's great to be here. I appreciate it, Liam. Thank you.
Brian, tell us a little bit. We have to start with the Imagineer, yeah, because everyone, yeah, wants to be an Imagineer. At least I always wanted to be one. And I'll tell you my little Disney XR story once you give us your background.
So early on in my career, I worked for Walt Disney Imagineering. My job with them was working as a show writer. And when you talk about being a show writer in Imagineering, it doesn't mean that you're writing shows per se, but you're writing for the Disney show as a whole. Mm-hmm. So the kind of stuff I got to do was write jokes for the different rides and attractions and scripts and spiels. And I worked on some stuff at the Jungle Cruise, the Great Movie Ride, Epcot's World Showcase, pretty much all the parks here in Florida. What was just an amazing experience.
That must have been. How many years were you there with them?
Officially, I was with Disney for 4 years, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I think being an Imagineer is kind of like being in the mafia. You're never out, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, ever since moving on from Disney, I've always had a dotted line connection back to Disney. And now, to be honest, the entire themed entertainment industry. So now I'm working basically as like an innovation consultant. And a lot of my work is within the theme park space and themed entertainment space. But I also do stuff like I'm an adjunct professor at the University of Central Florida. And I've taught courses out there on product development for theme parks, or courses on entertainment technology and innovation, and some other courses in the past too. So in different ways, I've always, continued and still do continue to kind of keep my toe in the water with Disney and the theme park industry. It's just an amazing place to play around in.
And it's an amazing time right now too, because these experiences, to some degree, they were immersive experiences, right? And now we're getting into this new age of immersive environments. And I can only imagine the kind of innovative things that Disney is going to do. I know that there are, I have not seen this new, you know, Star Wars land experience, but what I've read of it is that it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I've already been arrested by the stormtroopers there and had some conversations with Chewbacca. It's an amazing place. You know, it's really interesting when you talk about, you know, very perceptive, you use that word immersive. Disney has always been about creating immersive environments and immersive stories. I mean, even back in the 1950s and 1960s, in the early days of Disneyland, when they first created Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted Mansion, you know, these were dark rides that had never been created before. And we're putting people in these themed immersive environments like they never experienced. And now with technology, we're able to kind of continue in that same kind of legacy, and not only for entertainment, but for education, for corporate, for all kinds of different really interesting case uses. And now with XR, I mean, it's just phenomenal what you can accomplish.
It's absolutely. And so now, Brian, I'll tell you my story. So I was working at a digital agency, and we developed games and websites and that sort of thing. And we did them for a lot of educational companies. And so I was aware of augmented reality, but this is in 2013.
Okay.
So, you know, early stages of augmented reality. Yeah. One day I'm walking down the street and the Haunted Mansion came to mind. And I said to myself, wouldn't it be cool if you could have those floating phantoms like in the Haunted Mansion ballroom, if you could have those in your own house? And we put together a whole pitch, and we actually pitched it to Disney, and we got very far. But at that time, it would have cost a ridiculous amount of money to develop, and it would have to be on a ridiculously big app that people would have had to download. But someday, I hope someone does develop that app so that I can have those phantoms on my ceiling.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, it's funny when people go through the Haunted Mansion and they see the ghosts and stuff in the ballroom and floating around in there.
Yeah.
To this day, people are just convinced that those are holograms and really advanced technology. And, you know, truth be told, if you've ever looked into the history or the design of the Haunted Mansion, that's an effect that goes back over 100 years to vaudeville days. It's called the Pepper's Ghost effect.
Yeah.
And basically, it's just you're looking at reflections through a pane of glass. Sorry, I hope I don't mean to take the pixie dust away from
I love the Pepper's Ghost effect. It's brilliant. And it's the same effect that they used to have the ghost show up in the Doom buggy, right?
Right, exactly. So now it's just kind of, you know, we just have new tools and new toys to kind of advance how we tell those stories. It's really kind of cool. I wish I had them, you know, when I was working as an Imagineer.
Right. So now, Brian, you're with a company, you're developing XR, VR, immersive entertainment experiences. Tell us a little bit about the company and what you're doing.
I'm working with a gentleman named Thomas Meyer Benens. I can never pronounce his name properly. German gentleman, Thomas, who was a rock star. Thomas was a rock star back in the early days of game design. And he created a company called Magic Bytes, which grew to be one of the largest and most popular game design companies in Germany. Fast forward to now, he reached out to me about a year or so ago, and I've been helping Thomas kind of bring Magic Bytes back to life in some really new and exciting ways. And a lot of it has to do with like looking at how we can leverage these new and emerging technologies that we have at our disposal, whether it's XR or augmented reality, virtual reality, all of that stuff to create fantastic new game experiences. Or I'm actually doing a lot of exploration in how to maybe disrupt education in XR. So it's really a really kind of an amazing fun time. We're here in Orlando, which Orlando has got an amazing hub of activity going on. We're actually the home to the largest concentration of military simulation and training in the world. Yeah, which most people don't know. But there's stuff going on in the park out there where, you know, they probably have to kill you if you walked into the wrong room. Mm-hmm. So it's just phenomenal. And so we're looking, you know, with Magic Bites, how can we maybe adapt some military training? I actually serve in the Air Force Auxiliary, Civil Air Patrol. Okay. So I've got, and for years I've worked with, because of the proximity here in my background, I've had some familiarity and cross paths with folks in the military simulation training. So that's a whole cool, you know, world in of itself. But XR is just, you know, it's, I think, starting to really kind of find its legs, especially with the pandemic, you know, upon us. Mm-hmm. It's kind of forced a lot of people in industries to kind of look at it as in a more serious and a more, certainly a more accelerated way than they had before. You know, for us at Magic Bites, it's all about, you know, okay, so, you know, there's this tool that's out there, XR, you know, all this, you know, these things, but what can you do differently with those tools, and how do you maybe elevate it to the next level? So that's kind of maybe where my Imagineering hat goes on mm-hmm. when I'm working on that side of things, and it's just a ton of fun.
So, Brian, you bring up the pandemic. That brings up two yep. things to mind for me. One is, I know you recently gave a presentation in Alt Space VR, and
I did.
Wonder if you might be able to give us a feeling of how it was yeah. to present there. If you've also have you attended events in, yeah. in VR, and how did the experience go for you in yeah. terms of how you wow. were able to present your information and yeah. and also the response you got from the participants? Were you able to yeah. interact with them meaningfully? Just give yeah. us your honest opinion on Alt Space VR.
Yeah, so wow, cool. That's an awesome question. I'm glad to ask that, and I will be happy to share, because I will tell you, when I was first asked, listen, I do a lot of like keynotes and presentations, and, you know, speaking in front of people for me is not any kind of big deal anymore. I've done a lot of it. So when I was first given the chance to do a presentation in Alt Space, it was like a no-brainer for me, especially in this time of social distancing when people can't come to conferences and stuff. It just kind of made sense. So I got into Alt Space, I remember the first time, and I had a colleague of mine, Steve Lewis. I got to give him a shout-out with Sloopador Productions. Steve kind of helped coach me through this first presentation in XR. That's kind of what he does. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went in there the first time, and we went into this virtual, beautiful auditorium with big panoramic windows looking outside to waterfalls and, you know, little lights and everything. I mean, it was a gorgeous virtual environment. And, you know, so I'm there as my avatar, and there are other people as their avatars looking at you. And Alt Space is a fantastic environment to be able to, like, interact avatar to avatar. But the weird thing is that you kind of forget that you're in there as avatars. And, you know, after a while, you're just, like, talking one-on-one to someone, like, right in front of you, especially if you're in, you know, on, like, an Oculus headset. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a desktop platform, but, you know, I had attended other presentations before. So I kind of had a sense of what that was going to be about. But what I will tell you is that the very first time I went in there with Steve and I went to do my very first rehearsal, a lot of people think that they can go in there and just kind of like knock it off, like, you know, walking up on a stage or in front of any other group and start speaking. I will tell you, the first time I got in there as an avatar and started to like do my, I could not get past my first slide. I was so tongue-tied. There was just some kind, and I don't know exactly what it was, but some kind of mental disconnect between my brain, what my brain was feeling and seeing, and me doing that presentation. And I literally had to say, you know what, Steve, you know, I can't do this right now. Let's take a day and I'll come back tomorrow now that I kind of know what to expect. And that's what I did. And the next day I got in there and I ran through it and it went perfectly fine. But there are, you know, it's like any kind of presentation you do, you absolutely need to rehearse if you're going to present in XR. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not the kind of thing that you want to try and do on your own, especially at the beginning. You want to have people who are experienced with the platform and know, like in my case, in AltSpace, what the different tools are and what some of the different tricks are to allow your presentation to go easier. Mm-hmm. And you need to absolutely make sure that you rehearse it a few times, because just like you can have tech issues when you're doing a live presentation, certainly those same kind of issues will happen in AltSpace or Engage or any of these other virtual platforms that are out there. So very, very important to find good people on your team, you know, to kind of help support you through that presentation. Once I did the presentation, I mean, I felt solid. It went great. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, my PowerPoint deck was able to be shown behind me, you know, just like it would be in a normal presentation. It was very, very well received. Got lots of great feedback afterwards, did lots of great networking afterwards. So XR is absolutely a great way to kind of extend your brand. And, you know, if anyone out there has any questions, I mean, I'd be more than happy to connect with you and, you know, talk in more detail about that, kind of share my experience and resources. But I've actually now started to do more presentations in virtual platforms. And, you know, as you start attending virtual conferences in XR, you start networking. And you know, I've always, I think, done a pretty decent job of kind of putting my brand out there, if you will. As a consultant, let alone my work with Magic Bytes, you know, I'm pretty active on social media and stuff, but XR has really given me a chance to kind of extend all of that in a much more powerful way now. So wow, it's been cool.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much for the detail. I have one more question. So yeah. you're in Oculus, you're in a Quest while you're doing this?
Yes.
And yes. You say, you know, you've got your PowerPoint. Are you able to access notes that the audience can't see? Or do you have to have your whole presentation like down? Does that platform allow you to have speaker notes somewhere?
Right. So in AltSpace, you can actually put up a kind of like a monitor that only you can see as the speaker in front of you. And it will mirror the presentation. I don't think it will give you like the speaker mode where you've got your notes. It may. I don't want to say it won't, but the way I did it was I was able to have a monitor, kind of like a teleprompter almost, and you can make it as big or as small as you want and place it wherever is comfortable within the room. And only you can see it, the audience can't see it. So I was able to kind of like read off my PowerPoint slides. And the particular presentation I had, given before. So, you know, fortunately, you know, there was one point, for example, where one of my slides to me went black. To the audience, it looked fine. But to me, I couldn't see anything. So always you want to, you know, make sure that you're comfortable with the material that you're given. And I also had a hard copy with my notes printed out that was kind of in my lap. And if I needed to, I could like lift up my Oculus just a little bit to like look down at my notes and kind of cheat it that way.
Right.
But you have to be careful because if you move the Oculus too much, it moves your avatar's head around and, you know, can look kind of weird.
Gotcha.
So
as we mentioned, you and I both attended the VR AR Association's conference, online conference, and I believe there was a virtual aspect to that. And I also attended the AWE conference. But you did mention, Brian, that you've done a couple other VR presentations. What platforms were those on? And can you recommend those?
So Engage is a really nice platform for doing education. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you recently had an interview you mentioned with the head of XR Academy, is it?
That's right. So VR? I have been on Engage because, yes, Steve Grubbs had the launch of Victory XR Academy, and I believe both of us were in that launch.
Yeah. And they're certainly doing some amazing stuff there. Not so much for presenting, like for the corporate audience, but they've really got it. If there are any educators out there, they've got a nice product there for educators.
Absolutely, for teaching. You have a lecture hall type environment or a laboratory environment, and the instructor is at the front and can lead a class.
Right. And you can pick up like a human heart, you know, and hold it in your hand, and then you can blow the heart up, you know, to twice your size and walk inside of it and look at the ventricles and valves and all that. Or the other example is they took us up to the moon, right?
Right.
And we're all wearing our space outfits and we're walking around the Apollo 11 landing site on Tranquility Base, and there's the lunar lander life size in front of us. So it's pretty spectacular what you can do. One of the things that I'm working on through both Magic Bites and my consulting side is, you know, ways to disrupt education even further. And there are a couple groups I'm working with. And again, I'd be happy to follow up with anyone out there who's interested, but a couple groups I'm working with, and we're looking to see how we can maybe develop our own virtual environments, or we can partner with some other organizations out there that have got some amazing virtual environments, and how we can kind of get our arms around the entire XR landscape to disrupt and transform education. So as a matter of fact, I've got a tour tomorrow afternoon with a gentleman who's created this amazing, I saw a little preview of it. I can't wait to see the whole thing. But he's developed this whole virtual museum that you can, you know, take and walk through and all of that. So, you know, there's so many amazing products out there now that are coming to market and that people are working on. And, you know, it's just a really fun, amazing place to be.
Is this the Designing Virtual Learning Spaces tour that's going on?
So that's one of the things that I'm looking at, but that's not one of the proprietary. So, I mean, I guess that's descriptive in a broad sense of what we're trying to do. There's a group of really forward-thinking educators that I'm working with in California, and we've created this organization called the ENSO, E-N-S-O.
Okay.
That's a Japanese word. The ENSO Education Institute. And one of the things that we've done in the past is we've had a couple of charrettes over the past couple of years. It was started by a gentleman by the name of Marty Riala, Dr. Marty Riala. And he had a charrette, and he had a vision, actually, I'll kind of back up, had a vision of wanting to transform education. And so he had a charrette that he held in, I want to say it was in Venice, maybe, in Italy, over in Europe, about a year and a half ago. And then about a year ago, he connected with me, and we put together a charrette kind of like a think tank for a weekend where we brought people in to discuss what the future of education might look like. And this was done in Orlando, and we combined it with some experiential stuff that took place inside the theme parks. That was so successful that we wound up doing a second one less than a year after that. And we're hoping to have a presence at the big World Showcase Conference. I want to say World's Fair, not really, but there's going to be a big World Expo that was planned for Dubai in 2020. It's now, I think, been moved out to 2021. We're hoping to have a presence out there as well. But between all of these kind of charrettes and networking opportunities, we've been really looking at how we can and trying to focus on what we can do with XR in particular to disrupt education and, you know, in a lot of different ways, not just only through teaching and educating, but maybe even also by connecting educators or, you know, taking it through to lifelong learning experiences. So that's something that I'm very proud of.
We will follow up on that, Ryan, and I will make sure that we get that into our show notes and also all of the other names and companies and experiences that you've mentioned. We know that we can find you on LinkedIn. Brian, what can you recommend to folks out there to find more information?
To find me, huh?
To meet up? Like, is there an Orlando XR VR meetup? Meetups, conferences, places people can network?
You know, I do like to be liked, and I like to be followed in a non-creepy kind of way. I would definitely recommend you, if you search for Brian Collins Orlando on LinkedIn, I'm pretty easy to find out there. I can be found on Twitter at my consulting practice is called the Brainstorm Institute. So my Twitter handle is Brainstorm INST, which is short for Institute. So at Brainstorm INST on Twitter. Certainly our website, www.magicbytes.com or brainstorm-institute.com are the two websites. You can email me at either of those domains, Brian at MagicBytes or brainstorm-institute. Also on Facebook, I want to give this a plug too. So if you're just a Disney fan and you're a fan of Imagineering, I have a Facebook page called The Mouse and the Imagineer. So you can find that. And I also have another Facebook page if you're an educator or into educational technology. I have a Facebook page called Educators Who Love Disney or Teachers and Educators Who Love Disney. And we're starting to get a really nice membership and they're grown. So I invite anyone to please join those two Facebook pages for sure.
All right. Thank you. Brian, you got any conferences coming up?
Right now, I've actually been in the iLearn conference, which is a virtual conference. That's, I think, today or tomorrow is the last day. Nothing else that I've got scheduled, but if you stay active in the AR, VR, XR space and go to the conferences and stuff, y'all probably see me pop up here and there.
Yeah, we'll run into each other. I find that LinkedIn is really good for keeping up on what's going on. Twitter is great too, but Twitter is just such a fire hose of information. LinkedIn's a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
And you can find out what's going on.
I'll also give one more plug if you don't mind, but
Absolutely. So
kind of putting my Imagineering hat back on. One thing I do is if there are any Disney fans out there, I know since documentary on Imagineers that came out on Disney Plus, there's been a lot of interest, but I offer walkthroughs of any of the Disney parks or an opportunity to do like a personal like dinner with an Imagineer kind of a thing. So if you're ever in Orlando going to the parks, once we get past all the social distancing, you can connect with me and I can give you information on how to do one of those experiences as well.
Well, Brian, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been fun. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of XR Connections. I'm your host, Liam O'Malley. Please reach out to me. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can also find me through the podcast webpage, which is at marsandmercury.com. And there are show notes at that website as well under the podcast section. The call was recorded with Zoom and use Logic Pro 10 to edit the podcast. This episode, I was not able to have access to my preferred microphone and audio interface. So the microphone I used did record sound. I'll leave it at that. Thank you again for listening. Please do get in touch. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you.